sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Good morning and welcome. We are live at the 105th British Columbia Northern Exhibition. Come on down. We've got a wonderful day of all kinds of exciting adventures for the kids lined up today. The Midway opens at noon, and it will be open until midnight, weather permitting. Today, it is Saturday, so we've got dairy showmanship from 10 in the morning until 11. We've got the 4-H rabbits at 11 until 1. We've got llamas from 2 till 3. The 4-H open house is 4 o'clock in the afternoon until 6. And don't forget the 4-H auction tonight. That's always a very exciting and important event for Prince George. 6 p.m., coming out and support the 4-H participants. Also today, we've got the heavy horse pull from 2 in the afternoon until 5 o'clock. For those of you who are interested in prices, it's $5 for 55 and up, $10 for 18 to 54, $5 for kids 12 to 17, and it is free for 11 and under. So bring the family. It's a very good deal. So today I have invited some of the participants from the vendors in Kintu to come and chat with me. First guest, we've got Linda Rempel from Sun Life. Now, Sun Life has been a very faithful participant at the BCNE for many years now, always a smiling face behind your booth, ready to answer questions about financial planning and, of course, in particular, life insurance and various insurance products. So this is a good opportunity for folks to come down and meet and chat with a Sun Life professional and ask some questions that maybe we just normally wouldn't have the opportunity to do. So welcome, Linda. Thanks so much for coming and taking some time with me.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here. We're always excited about the exhibition year in and year out.
Perfect. Now, you hold the CFP designation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what does that mean to you, and what does it mean to your clients?
It means
essentially that the advice we give to clients is based on a lot of education and a lot of sound planning platforms that we rigorously trained in, had a lot of exams in. And I guess really what it comes down to is integrity, making sure that the things that we do and say for clients is really about them.
Yes, and I appreciate that you had to invest a lot of time into pursuing the CFP and completing the CFP and most likely maintaining the CFP.
Oh, it did take a lot of time.
So what does the maintenance of the CFP look like?
I have to do 25 hours of verifiable continuing education credits annually.
So verifiable, that's an interesting adverb right there.
I guess approvable.
So in terms of your clients, the CFP designation is definitely a stamp of, yes, integrity, that there's been hard work put in to get that designation.
Absolutely. It is the gold standard in Canada. It's recognized as the top designation.
So it's nice to see that people in Sun Life are encouraged to do the CFP. Your management, did they encourage you to pursue that, or was that something that was just inside of Linda?
I think there's a little bit of a combination, and there is a financial reward if you completed successfully.
Oh, so Sun Life is definitely supporting their agents having the CFP.
For sure.
That's good to know. So how do you go about building relationships with your clients?
I think the number one thing is, of course, to be reliable and to really try to listen to what people are wanting and looking for, and, of course, to give options. I think the bottom line with the Certified Financial Planning designation, as with anyone in financial services, we're trying to create an environment where people can make informed choices.
Yes, I think informed is a really good word to use there. There is a lot of information online and available, but unfortunately a great deal of it is misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen some of those myths out there that have been circulating? Anything of late that stands out to you?
I keep my head down, so...
You're just focusing on the correct information.
Yes, there we go.
So in terms of being at the fair here, how does Sun Life, you know, attempt to build relationships with people here?
Well, definitely we're open and ready to have a conversation with anyone that might come by. Often people will come by that are first-time home buyers or looking to improve their situation with their life insurance around their mortgage. And certainly we can give a lot of education in that regard. Really important to study things and make sure that if you are spending money on any kind of insurance product, it is the right product for you and it will serve you and your family.
So do you do reviews of insurance programs for people?
Always. When we're giving advice, we want to make sure that we have all aspects of somebody's insurance and risk management program taken into consideration so that there's not overlap and that every dollar is used in such a way that it's mitigating as many risks as possible.
Does that cost any money for people to come and
no.
ask you to do a review?
Not at all.
Okay. How long does that take usually?
It really depends on the situation. We try to be efficient around here, but it does take some time.
Okay.
And
okay.
it's worth it. It's really important that people engage, you know, with their own financial situation, and they have to invest the time themselves to make sure, you know, that it is what they want it to be, and, you know, that they're you know, making good decisions and within their budget.
Oh, for sure. And our needs change,
mm-hmm.
right? Our lives are constantly evolving. I just think of my life, even I go back 5 years. Let's go back even 7 years. 7 years, I had a house full of kids. I only have three now. I mean, three doesn't sound, maybe that sounds like a lot to people, but we started with eight. So now I only have three left, and so what
three
do you do?
Three sounds like a lot.
Well, it's a quiet one, too, which I'm getting a real kick out of saying this today, because I've got a couple daughters who are in Edmonton, and I asked them to listen in so I could poke at them. So I've got the three quiet ones. The quiet kids left at home, but our needs, our insurance needs have changed drastically, and it actually hasn't really taken that much time for our situation to change.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had kind of a mass exodus out of our home in terms of young people, you know, launching them into adulthood and, it, you know, being excited about their lives developing in various directions. But things change quickly.
They do. So I think a lot of people assume they deal with their insurance and it's done. It's
yes.
never done.
I couldn't agree more with you. So that's where I asked you the question about relationship with your clients.
Mm-hmm.
Because a relationship with an insurance advisor should be and not just insurance, of course you're a financial planner, but it should be something that moves with our lives in the various seasons of our lives. So how long have you been an advisor?
Well, you're dating me now.
Oh, that's okay.
You've been years.
Okay. So you've gone through various seasons with people.
Many.
In their lives.
Many.
Right. And there can be a lot of changes in a 10-year time frame.
Oh, yes.
Well, there is something that I would like to mention personally. I have always appreciated in all my dealings and my relating with you is that you have been very prompt in returning emails and calls. And unfortunately, that stands out in today's busy, busy Google world.
Because I'm afraid I'll forget. I'll have to do it right away.
You're not supposed to take apart my compliment here.
Just kidding. No, I really feel like, you know, client service is number one.
Yeah.
And it is important to be responsive as quickly as possible. So.
Okay. So what are you focusing on regarding the financial markets these days? What are you keeping your eyes on?
Well, I will always be a life insurance person, for sure. And so that's usually number one. That's what I started in. And, of course, financial planning is great. And I really love to promote the Chamber of Commerce Group Insurance Plan to small business. It's awesome. It's done so much for the tiniest businesses, even larger ones. They're an amazing organization across Canada. So highly recommend that if you're a small business.
So can a business get a review of their current group plan? Do you do that personally?
Yep,
okay.
I do.
So they sit down, go through all their needs, you know, their employee size or perhaps even where they're how they're wanting to grow, and then you can look at those needs and evaluate the plan that they currently have or suggest plans if they don't have plans?
We always look for opportunities to improve a situation if possible. Sometimes we can't, but if we can, we certainly try to create a platform of informed choices.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And again, is there a charge for that?
There is no charge.
Okay.
And so, yeah, if people are enjoying their Saturday, I do encourage them to come down and talk to Margot, because she's at the booth today, and she'll certainly help with any of these things that we talked about.
Oh, that is fantastic. So in terms of your lifestyle here in Prince George, here we are, we're at the exhibition. Do you enjoy the exhibition, just on a personal note, Linda?
I do.
Every year, my kids love to come to the exhibition. Unfortunately, it sounds like the roping and the barrel racing is being put off today. So it looks like we're not having the rodeo. I think the weather.
Yeah.
And, of course, the firefighter games. Those are being those have been canceled, of course. Our professional firefighters and our volunteer firefighters have their hands full.
They do, but there's still some great things. The music tonight, and
yes,
the band is amazing. And
but there's so many things that,
yeah,
that are going on. So what's your favorite part of the exhibition?
Oh, it's got to be the music, for sure.
So do you know who's on tonight for that? You know, I looked at the list, and there was just so many different artists that some of the names were familiar and some were new, so that's actually exciting to come and...
Well, Prince George's own guitar virtuoso, Mike Viego, I think his name is.
Excellent.
And I think he has a number of bands, so I'm not sure which one it is tonight.
Right, fantastic. So how can people reach you directly, Linda?
They can just give me a shout at 250-614-0585, or they can come down to the exhibition and talk to Margot as well.
Perfect. Let's just give that number one more time, please.
250-614-0585.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Bye.